Welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of Format Podcast Live. Thanks for tuning in. Whenever you get here, make sure you go ahead and let us know in the chat where you're coming in from, and make sure you hit that like button. Appreciate it. All right, we're gonna go ahead and get started here. So, got a pretty interesting show for you here today. Got as you can see, got some interesting topics. This is gonna be pretty much all NBA here. And obviously the NBA playoffs started today, so that's going to be interesting, and that's going to be the focus of a lot of the sports talk for the next, I guess, 2 months or whatever. But definitely got some interesting topics today, and looking forward to discussing those with you. Make sure if you hopping in that you let us know where you're coming in from, and make sure you hit that like. Really appreciate it. All right. So the first, matter of fact, before we get started, you know what time it is. Let's make sure we do this and knock out the particulars. Then we'll get started. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that 5-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. we are live here on The Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. So if you know me, you know I'm a Boston Celtics fan, diehard. I say it all the time. I was a Boston Celtics fan when Larry Bird was waving his towel in the Garden. Not when ML Carr was waving his towel in the Garden. I'm not quite that old, but when Larry Bird was, right? That's when I first started getting into basketball, and I just thought that was cool. Boston Celtics, and Paul Pierce is one of the greatest Celtics of all time, and obviously he is a Hall of Famer, and he's one of the probably a top 10 small forward of all time, maybe top 8, depending on how your list shakes out. I think we could probably get him in the top 8 small forwards of all time. But anyway, Paul Pierce now has a podcast. And, of course, he's on Ticket in the Truth regularly with Kevin Garnett, his former Celtics teammate and his friend. But now he's got his own pod. Of course, everyone's got their own pod, right? The Format Podcast and everybody else. But, so he's doing his thing. And this is interesting, right? Because Paul Pierce, throughout a big part of his career, basically from the time LeBron entered, well, not the time he entered the league, but when Paul Pierce formed up with the Big Three in Boston and LeBron was really moving into his physical prime, he and LeBron were big time rivals. And so you didn't hear a lot of positive talk about LeBron from Paul Pierce, right? Because these guys were, they were on the floor against each other. They were competing at an extremely high level. And from a physical standpoint, at the least, right, there's no reason that Paul Pierce should have been anywhere near LeBron. He should not have been able to compete with LeBron. Now, on an offensive toolkit, on a skill set, on a footwork, on a just on a quote-unquote bag, I know LeBron hates hearing about a bag, probably because his bag is almost empty. But anyway, from a bag standpoint, Paul Pierce is far superior to LeBron James. Physically, no. Can he do like the physical things LeBron can do? And was he able to carry a team the same way? No, but Paul Pierce, he used to go at it with LeBron, right? And so obviously when Pierce was in Boston and LeBron was in Cleveland, he was doing his thing. And then, of course, LeBron went to Miami and Paul Pierce was still going at him. Now, by that time, it's funny because at that time, I think the Celtics' average age was 34 and a half or 35 years old. And of course, the Heatles were all in their physical prime. So real quick side note there. It's always funny to me how LeBron fans talk about how Michael Jordan had to wait till the Pistons got old to get past them. So when the Bulls broke through, the Pistons were an average age. And I probably said this on a few other shows before, but let me remind you, the Pistons were an average age of 29 years old. And when LeBron went and joined up with the Heatles and then got past the Big Three Celtics, the Big Three Celtics were an average age of 34 and a half, 35 years old. So how come we don't hear the same things from LeBron fans about, well, LeBron had to not only go and join up with two other Hall of Famers, two other All-Pros in their primes to beat an old Celtics team? We never hear that. But anyway, that's a different story, right? We're not even talking about that today. I just figured I'd throw it out there because, you know, I want to show you how you guys do. Anyway, So Paul Pierce, one of LeBron James' biggest rivals, both with Miami and with Cleveland. So those guys used to go at it, right? If you remember the 2008 playoffs, semifinals, game seven, I think LeBron James had 45 points, Paul Pierce had 42, and it was one of those shootouts for the ages, right? If you ask me, it was right there with the legendary Larry Bird, Dominique Wilkins shootout in game seven of the Eastern Conference semifinals in 87 or 88. But the point is, it was one of those all-time legendary playoff duels, and you love to see those. So anyway, Paul Pierce is now long retired. He is a Hall of Famer. He's an NBA analyst on Fox Sports One. And of course, as I mentioned, he's a podcaster. And of course, LeBron James is still rolling along, and he is continuing to set milestone after milestone, and he is doing amazing things, right? Okay, LeBron fans, you heard that. LeBron is doing amazing things. I'm giving him credit. Okay, cool. So Paul Pierce has been extremely critical of LeBron throughout his career, both as a player and then as a broadcaster after he retired. Now, this is interesting, right? Because all of a sudden, we're hearing the tunes of Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett change in regards to LeBron. Now, you guys heard Mel from the Man Down Sports podcast. He just called in a little while ago, and he was on the show a while back, maybe a month or two ago. And one of the things that I was talking to him about was kind of how these guys talk about the modern NBA once they retire. And one of the things he said is, and I'll never forget this, because I hadn't really looked at it this way. Mel said, when you join the NBA media after you retire, you have a certain responsibility to help to grow the game. And I hadn't really thought about that. All I'm thinking about is, okay, you're joining the NBA media. You were a player. If you were an outstanding player, like a Hall of Famer type or whatever, just be honest and tell it how it is and really, you know, basically keep it a buck, right? Not act ignorant, but, you know, keep it 100 and tell it how it is and be honest about what you're seeing, what's going on, what's happening in the game, et cetera. And Mel told me, nah, you have a responsibility to help to grow the game. So you can't be but so honest about things, right? And I was like, I hadn't looked at it that way, right? So I guess in a way, almost, that's a kind of nice way of saying that responsibility to help grow the game means that to some extent, you also got to push the narratives. And that's really got to suck if you know better than what you're saying, right? So Paul Pierce was on his podcast earlier this week, and he said something that completely shocked me. Like, I get it. He's not going quite as hard as he used to. No diddy. But I will say that I was totally shocked when he said this. Check it out, and we'll come back and talk about it.
I said, look, if LeBron win a chip this year, undisputed GOAT, what you think about that? This year, as a team that's in a normal year without the play-in, would not make the playoffs. If he can't be the GOAT.
No, because damn. This is why. It's like his accolades will stand. He will be on the hill, and he's going to have so much things to say about his career. He's all time.
He's going to have so much things.
But Jordan was another thing. He was so far, head and shoulders. He was like the truest thing we've had in sports, like Mayweather. Like when Mayweather said, if you could have bet on me, you'll be rich by now.
Yeah. You got to bet on Jordan every time?
Yeah, Jordan was the truest thing we ever seen. Once he figured, first of all, look at his elevation. He elevated. He stayed with that franchise. He rode it. They got some young pieces. Look at Scottie Pippen got his trainer, started working.
He lifted everybody. So, if you say LeBron brought a championship, he's already brought a championship to three franchises, which I don't know no other franchise player who's done that. Not a franchise player. Yeah, players didn't move around. Ain't nobody around. Just like, as soon as he got there.
It's a new thing. It's a new day. These guys, like what Kobe did to get his five, he breathed, he breathed life into this organization.
You got Kobe over LeBron?
Yes.
Ooh.
I do. So I'm not LeBron, a numbers guy.
So LeBron not only can't be the GOAT, he can't be over Kobe. No. So where does that put Kobe in the conversation?
Because this is why.
For GOAT.
Let me tell you, this is how I don't do my GOAT on stats and all this. I do my stuff on if we line up, who you taking?
If I Does Kobe have an argument for GOAT?
No.
But if LeBron can't be the GOAT, but you argue, it's an argument for him a GOAT, but you have Kobe over LeBron, why doesn't Kobe have an argument for GOAT?
Kobe is the greatest copycat artist of all time.
Wow. So I heard these comments and I'm like, am I in like some bizarro world or something? Paul Pierce actually lobbying for LeBron James as the GOAT? Like, I really could not believe it. Paul Pierce, he started off by admitting, you know, he's been a big LeBron critic. Maybe not in that particular clip, but earlier on, he said it. He's been a big LeBron critic. And so I'm sitting here and I'm listening. And then the more I listen and the more I think about and process it and try to figure out how am I going to address this? It's going to make a great podcast topic and all that. That's when I thought about what my man Mel said. And that is, again, that you have a responsibility to help grow the league, which is weird, though, because at this point, LeBron is on his way out. So why is pushing the narrative, which in my estimation is a faulty narrative, and there's a lot of easy ways to demonstrate that, but why is pushing that narrative helping the league grow when LeBron's on his way out? Like, if you want to talk about one of the younger players, talk about, you know, obviously he's not in the GOAT discussion, but a Wembanyama who clearly is a total freak, or, you know, some of the Ant Edwards or some of these other guys. But yeah, so Paul Pierce saying that, I was totally shocked by it. So this is the thing. So I'm listening to this stuff about LeBron becoming a GOAT. So now the latest argument is, should LeBron win this championship number 5, that would be 11 trips to the finals, and he would still be under 500, mind you, still under 500. I don't know how or why we keep managing to gloss over that, but he'd still be under 500, which means he's lost more times than he's won on the biggest stage, more finals losses than any other MVP. But anyway, that is what it is. So here's the deal. When it comes to the LeBron James GOAT arguments, why do we keep changing what the quote-unquote criteria is? We've never seen this with anyone else, right? Who are probably the only other two guys that were legitimately in the greatest of all time arguments? Well, I guess if you're older, you will probably say Wilt or maybe Oscar. I've heard Oscar from some of the older people, but probably Wilt. And for me, as amazing as he was, he's disqualified for the same reason LeBron is. He's 2-4 in the NBA finals, right? So when you lose that much more than you win on the big stage, that's a problem for me. So I can't have you there. So there's Oscar. There's Wilt. And there's Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? And so these are the other guys who would likely be in the GOAT discussion. And so the arguments for LeBron, like, the goalposts keep moving, and I can't figure out why. So first it was obviously, you know, he's got tremendous ability, blah, blah, blah. So you got to win championships. Okay. So he won championships, but we ignore the losing. So I don't know how that worked. I just talked about it. So then there's, he's got to be the GOAT, and he said it himself, because he came back from 1-3 down against Golden State in the 2016 finals. Now, no one is ever going to get me to believe that stimulus package the NBA gave Cleveland with the BS Draymond suspension did not play a massive role. That series was going to be over in 5 had Draymond not been suspended. And I think anyone who knows basketball knows that. But the NBA, you know, they're like, come on, man, we can't let that go like that. Don't get me wrong. Draymond, he allowed himself to get suckered into a position where he could do something stupid and then get suspended, especially when he had, you know, narrowly missed getting suspended throughout earlier in the season, earlier in the playoffs. But anyway, so there's that. Coming down from 1-3, that supposedly made him the GOAT. Then there's becoming the all-time scoring champion and passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the NBA. So this is interesting, because I did a show about this a couple weeks ago. I never heard anyone who says that LeBron is the GOAT because he's the scoring champion say the same thing about Kareem. So I'm wondering, how is it that when Kareem was the scoring champion, most of these people who call LeBron the GOAT weren't calling Kareem the GOAT? They were finding some other reason to say that LeBron was the GOAT. But then when LeBron passed Kareem, all of a sudden that makes him the GOAT. Okay. Then there's LeBron is the all-time leading scorer in professional basketball history, past the great Oscar Schmidt. If you don't know who he is, look him up. LeBron James, again, I don't say this to take anything away from it. It was an incredible, incredible accomplishment, and he is still putting distance between himself and the number two people, whether it's in the NBA or whether it's in professional basketball, period. And I am sure he is very intent on trying to put all these stats out of reach. Stat padding, you call it what you want to, but at the end of the day, he's doing it. And then LeBron fans are saying, well, he's the GOAT because he's the first to get 40,000 points, 11,000 rebounds, 11,000 assists. Those, again, absolutely phenomenal, incredible numbers. But when did purely statistical accomplishment make someone the GOAT? I don't really get that, because if you want to talk stats making someone the GOAT, then let's go back to the old guy, Wilt, who still owns, I want to say, 74 records in the NBA record book, and like 70 of them or 68 of them are individual, and so just a few of them are shared. So if you want to talk statistical accomplishment, it's either Wilt Chamberlain or Michael Jordan or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So again, now stats make LeBron the GOAT. Okay, now we're hearing Paul Pierce saying, well, if he wins that fifth championship, well, that's what's going to make him the undisputed GOAT. How is this working? I just want to know, how is this working? We have never seen this type of goalpost moving before. I don't understand how. I don't understand why everything has to change and shift and move for LeBron, whether it's his rosters, whether it's the reasoning, whether it's the argument for why or what or how he's the GOAT. I don't think he's the GOAT, but you get the point. Why does this work that way? We've never seen it work that way for anyone else. Doesn't that tell you something? Doesn't that tell you very simply that he's not what they're trying to tell you he is? They're trying to sell you a bill of goods? I just don't get it. You look at the Kareems and the Kobes and the Michael Jordans, right? To me, the biggest difference between LeBron James and those guys is that those guys tried to master the game, master themselves, master their skill sets, and master the game. And now, LeBron, it seems to me, has tried to think about every possible way to get there without mastering the game. Whether, like we said, whether it's the statistical achievements, whether it's stacking teams to try to win championships and grease the skid, it seems like he's trying to find every way around it besides actually locking in and becoming the best possible basketball player. Because when Kareem tried to become the best possible basketball player, what did that end up with? 10 trips to the finals and 6 championships and 6 MVPs, right? Michael Jordan tried to become the greatest basketball player that he could be. And what did that end up with? That ended up with 6 NBA finals trips, 6 championships, 6 finals MVPs, a defensive player of the year, 10 scoring championships, blah, blah, blah. I could go on and on. Kobe tried to become the best player he could be. It started out somewhat as mimicking Michael Jordan. But why was he mimicking Michael Jordan? Because Michael Jordan was the best. So he said, if I mimic this guy and I master myself and master what he mastered, then I can be the best because I believe I can outwork him, right? So there's that. And what did that lead to for Kobe? That led to 5 championships, that led to an MVP, that led to a few scoring titles, that led to 9 times first team All-NBA defense, blah, 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 right? So all of these things, if you just master yourself and try to master the game, everything else will come along with you. You didn't hear any of those guys trying to control the media spin and trying to have the media play the role to tell everyone how great they were. You didn't have them out here telling everyone how great they were, so on and so forth. All that wasn't necessary because why? They focused on mastering the game. And if you master the game, everything else comes along, right? They didn't try to win by stacking the deck. They didn't try to win by controlling the media. They didn't try to stick around to accumulate stats, right? They just tried to become the best player possible and letting the chips fall where they may, because they knew that if they did that, at the end of the day, they would be satisfied with where history placed them. That is the difference between LeBron and those guys. So he may have a bunch of finals runs, and he may have 4 championships, and he might even get 5. I don't think so, but it's possible. And he has a bunch of incredible stats that maybe in their totality, no one will ever reach or no one will ever surpass. And he's got an all-time great career. You won't hear me argue that. You've never heard me argue that. But the majority of current NBA players still believe Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? All right. So before we get out here, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I would love to hear from anybody on this who wants to talk about Paul Pierce and his thoughts on LeBron James and if he wins a 5th championship this year, especially coming from being that number 7 seed and winning that and having to be in the play-in, which says, what did Paul Pierce say? That if there wasn't a play-in, they wouldn't even have made the playoffs this year. So if he should come up and lead that team to a championship, then he's the greatest player of all time, which oddly enough, I don't even know how that would be the case because Anthony Davis is the best player on that team, but so be it. But I would love to hear what anyone has to say about that. The number is 904-219-8264. 904-219-8264. I'm going to give a couple minutes and hopefully I get some call in. I want to hear from some LeBron fans on this, really. If there's any LeBron fans in the chat, please call me and give me your thoughts on what I had to say. Give me your thoughts on what Paul Pierce had to say. I definitely want to hear from you. And if not, then we'll go ahead and get out of here. But in the interim, I will go ahead and just wait a couple minutes and hopefully I get a couple calls on that because I definitely want to hear from you. No LeBron fans want to go at me tonight? Come on now, where are you? Where are you? A lot of you have some interesting things to say in the comments when I post these videos on YouTube. I would love to hear from you. Where are you? Where are you? Come on now. All right, well, I guess that's going to be it. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get out of here. Thanks so much for those of you who joined me. I appreciate you. If you haven't already, please go ahead and make sure you subscribe to the channel and give me that like. And if you got anything to say, leave it in the comments section. I try to get back to every comment I possibly can. So I definitely want to hear from you. Obviously, I'll be dropping new videos again during the week. I'm going to cut this one up. So if you don't want to watch the entire thing, you can get just the different segments. But I'll also be, as I said, dropping other videos during the week. Thursday, we do Throwback Thursdays and talk about some players from previous eras, whether it's football or basketball, maybe even boxing or what have you. Any other sports stories that come up in during the week, I definitely try to get on those. But I will be back. Actually, I won't be back next Saturday night. Definitely got a family thing going on. So no live show next Saturday night, but I will try to get out as much content as I can this week prior to that. So, yeah, I guess that's it. I'm not hearing from anybody. So thanks for joining me once more. And that's it. I'm out. Peace.